This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, October 12th. Well, pretty active day yesterday in the wheat space. After the crop report was released, we saw corn and soybeans surge higher on bullish numbers from USDA and NASS. And then the wheat market tagged along with that. It was up about a dime within a heartbeat and spent the next hour giving it all back and then some as we closed lower across the complex. So it was an outside day that looked for a moment like it would be an outside day higher, ended up as an outside day lower. Corn markets, however, did not give up their gains, and they actually surged above that what has become pretty significant resistance at 370 on the Dease contract. Market surged above that after the report and then closed right on it. So we're still right at those levels, but I think with corn managing to take that out, even if you do get a bit of a pullback here, I think that confirms lows, seasonal lows from mid-September, and it also suggests that this market's got some legs to it. Considering what's going on in harvest and the heavy rains that we're seeing across the eastern plains and western Midwest, slowing down harvest, creating some significant quality problems in soybeans, then you certainly could paint the picture that we've seen our seasonal lows in both the row crops. For wheat, of course, it has a fundamental picture on its own without the support from corn, but if corn has found its low and it at least is going to be in a sideways pattern, that does offer an element of support to the wheat space. Now, in the supply-demand report, wheat numbers were just more of a fine-tuning, but we did see a bump in production of 7 million bushels that took it up to 1.884 billion bushels of total wheat production this year. Imports were also increased 5 million to 140 million. Feed use was taken down 10 million to 110 million bushels, and that's understandable considering the corn numbers are fairly big. Corn supplies are quite large. Exports were left unchanged in wheat at 1.025 billion bushels, ending stocks up 21 at 956 million. Average price 480 to 540. That was 10 cents up on the low end and 10 cents lower on the high end of the range. So we saw that USDA did lower Australian production, and that was expected. So, they're coming more into line with what Australia's internal estimates are. But most private guys have Australia around the 16 to 17, so USDA is still a bit higher at 18.5 million tons. They left Canada and European Union unchanged. Argentina was unchanged. Russia, they took down 1 million tons in production to 70 million. Ukraine, they left unchanged at 25.5 million tons. The story, of course, coming out of Russia, which is very important, is that their exporters have had a plethora of complaints about quality of wheat being delivered. That has prompted the Russian government to step in and threaten to close down as many as 30 grain elevators that are originating wheat for export channel, and also keep a closer eye on what's actually leaving the country. But it would seem to me that if the exporters are already having trouble originating quality wheat and certainly haven't been paying very close attention to it, that the Russian export program is going to be coming to drawing to a close here fairly quickly, sooner rather than later. Again, they would be delivering the higher quality if they had it, and certainly buyers are not going to be buying Russian wheat if the Russians aren't even paying that close of attention, but also if they can't originate the higher quality wheat. So I think eventually this pushes more demand to the United States. We're not seeing that quite yet. Export sales this morning, 339,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates, but a bit lower than what we've been used to seeing over the last few weeks. Hard red winter wheat made up 87,000 of that. Spring wheat 110, soft red 79,000, and white wheat 71,000. So the wheat market, I think, is still just kind of churning, waiting, moving sideways after testing these harvest lows. Market clearly is struggling to maintain some upward momentum. I think as long as Russia's in the picture, that's going to be the case. But I do think, number one, you found your seasonal lows in corn and beans. That should offer some support to wheat. And two, the fundamental picture, the structural picture for the wheat complex is more of a bullish, certainly more bullish than bearish. We've got a notable drop in world production, mostly among the major exporters. And when it comes to quality wheat, which most of your buyers are going to want, then it's really the United States and Canada. We had a good spring wheat crop, a plentiful and high quality, averaging well over 14. So this sets the stage for a lot of demand flowing to the United States. But I think it's just a matter of time. Probably once cold weather freezes over some of these ports, then it's going to become, I think, easier for the United States to compete. But at this point, soft red is the cheapest in the world. But frankly, you know, more of the buyers are coming for the quality wheat, so it's not going to be soft red they're looking for. It will come. It's just going to take some time for this all to iron itself out. That wraps it up for the wheat commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.